No. Actually, whomever is the formal version of the word.
Obviously, it's a real word, but I don't know when to use it correctly.
Not a native speaker.
I know what's right, but I'm not going to say, because you're all jerks who didn't come see my band last night.
Do you really know which one is correct?
I don't know.
It's whom when it's the object of the sentence and who when is the subject.
That sounds right.
Well, it sounds right, but is it?
How did Ryan use it as an object?
As an object.
Ryan used me as an object.
Is he right about the...
How did he use it again?
It was... Ryan wanted Michael, the subject, to explain the computer system, the object.
Thank you.
To whomever, meaning us, the indirect object. Which is the correct usage of the word.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is Toby, why don't you take a letter opener and stick it into your skull?
Hey, this doesn't matter. Honestly.
WONY Oneonta.
been so deep.
I must be looking for something.
Looking for something.
Something sacred I know.
Secret I know.
But the river is wide.
Rules wide.
And it's too hard to cross.
Too hard to cross.
Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand on the shore. I try to cross it to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
I go walking in my sleep.
I go walking in my sleep.
Through the valley of fear.
Valley of fear.
To a river so deep.
River so deep.
I've been searching for something.
Searching for something.
Taken out of my soul. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of
doubt,
to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined, and it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the night.
Joel here at 90.9 FM, River of Dreams. I don't know if you heard what happened this past New Year's Eve. There was a Billy Joel tribute band going on in Florida. They were putting on a show, and who shows up but Billy Joel, and he played with the band. I mean, how cool is that? You go see the tribute band, and the person they're paying tribute to actually shows up. Oh, cool. Good for him. Hey, I'm surprised and happy to see that the guest, too. Remember the Guess Who? They're going to be touring this summer. They're going to be down at Jones Beach in July. I think it's going to be a Saturday night. Then the following Tuesday, they'll be up at Saratoga. And it's going to be Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings. And I believe Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, will be opening for them. So that should be a pretty good show. And it just reminds me, my son was like 5, 6 years old, and we'd be riding in the car. And whenever a song came on the radio, I would always quiz him, who is this? Who is this? And one time the Guess Who came on, and I said, guess who this is? And he's throwing out all these different names. I'm like, no, guess who? And he says, I'm trying. I said, no, guess who? He says, I'm trying. I said, no, guess who is the name of the band? Oh.
I should laugh, but I cry. Because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise.
go along now, calling your name after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years, the best years. Took away everything I had to put the hurt on me.
having trouble divining this one?
No. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking mama to your time, ask how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder.
Yeah.
From the movie soundtrack Pretty Woman, Go West, and The King of Wishful Thinking, right here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you on Jukebox Journey. All right, are you ready to play a little trivia time? See if you know how well you know your music. It was on this day in 1963, this group released a song that went all the way up to number two. And I find this hard to believe. Number one was I Will Follow Him by Little Peggy March. That's why this song never made it to number one. But it did spend 78 weeks on the charts, and it became the best-selling record of the year. Can you guess the group and the song? Well, it's just one of those things. It doesn't need an introduction, because you will know.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, like California, you see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch them serving SNL,
inside, outside USA,
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA,
Santa Cruz and
Trail, inside, outside USA,
serving USA. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA.
Pacific
Palisades,
inside, outside USA,
Redondo Beach LA,
inside, outside USA,
all over Oklahoma,
inside, outside USA,
Hawaii,
outside,
everybody's got
serving,
serving USA. USA.
Everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Yeah, everybody's got serving,
serving USA.
Soul. There's people out there too. music integral.
One thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
We'll be right back.
bedroom, this is months ago. Anyway, I walk out of the bedroom, she looks at me and she goes, oh. And I go, what were you thinking about? She goes, nothing. I go, no, you were thinking. She goes, you really want to know that? Don't you love that? You really want to know? So I'm asking. And then she says, you want the truth? Oh no, lie to me. You know? All right, I'll tell you the truth. Those pants, I can't stand them. And I go, you bought these for me for Christmas. And she says, yeah, I made a mistake. On the mannequin, they look good. On you, they look like clown pants. I'm talking. And I said, these are my quilty pants. They're fleece plant. I love them. In the winter, I wear them all winter. She goes, I know you do, and I don't like them. Now, I abhor them. And I said, I don't care. I'm wearing them. You know? So a week goes by, and we have garbage day, right? So I'm wheeling the cart down, and I remember I have trash in the trunk of my car. So I pull the truck out, trash, and I walk in the thing. I lift the lid, and I'm not kidding you. Buried under there, I see a pant leg. It's like a, all right? So I dig down there. I pull them out. It's my quilty pants. I go, and I run in, and she sees them. She goes, oh, no. And I go, yes! You threw out my quilty pants! And then it dawns on me, I've been missing clothes for years. And my wife has been gaslighting me for years. She would say, oh, you probably left them in a hotel room. You know how forgetful you are. And I'm going, yeah, that's probably it.
Don't eat.
Hall & Oates here at 90.9 FM. I can't go for that on Jukebox Journey. And actually, it was on this day in 2015 that Daryl Hall and John Oates, they sued the Early Bird Foods and Company over the company's use of a name of their granola bar. They named the granola bar Haulin, as in H-A-U-L-I-N, Oates, Hall & Oates Granola Bar. Well, they ended up settling out of court. Oh, well, everybody was happy, almost. I don't know if you heard about this grandfather down in West Hempstead. This grandfather went to the DMV. He wanted to get a custom vanity plate. Now, think for a second. When you were a kid and you were going to take a long trip somewhere in the car, inevitably, either mom or dad or both of them, what did they say to you before you left the house? Well, the license plate that this grandfather wanted, it was the letter P, the letter B, the number 4, and then W-E-G-O, P before we go. So DMV said, no, it's offensive. Thankfully, the governor stepped in and said, no, it's funny. Give him the license plate.
Hold on tight to your dream. woman stays at home and does his pretty face, and in the evening she's a singer with the band.
The Beatles here at 90.9 FM, and life goes on. Well, isn't it funny? I just got a text from Kristen, and she had a picture of that car with the license plate P before we go. Unbelievable. I said, where did you see that? And apparently she was sitting in traffic on the Hutch down in the Bronx. It's a small world. Just too funny. Thanks, Kristen. I appreciate the text. Well, looks like we've run out of time once again. This is the fastest 2 hours of my week. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Hope you had a great day. Looking forward to the warm days. I mean, it's going to be a couple, so I'll take them. Until then, have a good rest of the week and happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida, bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida,
bombadida,
bombadida,
bombadida, about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Those bright lights and Balenci shades and a fast act with a baby face. They want it all. They want that complex female character. They want that critical smash palm d'or and an Oscar on their bathroom floor. They want it all. And they should have what they want. They deserve what they want. Hope they get what they want. I just want you. They want that freedom, living off the grid. They want those three dogs that they call their kids. And that good surf, no hypocrites. They want it all. They want a contract with Real Madrid. They want that spring break where the clubs were lit. And then that video taken off the internet. They want it all. And they should have what they want. They deserve what they want. I hope they get what they want. I just want you. Guard, I hope I get what I want. Cause I know what I want. I just want you.
Set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to